A new law that comes into force tomorrow will give women in India protection and compensation from abuse endured in their own home. The law will recognise all forms of abuse against women in the home, including physical, sexual, verbal, emotional or economic abuse. The new law focuses on empowering victims by giving them rights over their abuser's assets rather than just penalising offenders. Much of the violence stems from disputes over dowries paid by the families of brides. Susie Hodges spoke to the new Archbishop of Bombay, Oswald Gracias, who says the violence has not been that serious in the Christian community.
So we haven't had many dowry deaths among the Christians or cases of really beating, etc., violence. Those extreme cases we haven't had many of. But on the other hand, even the dowry has become a practice among the Christians also, yes.
Also, the demands are getting, shall we say, more and more lavish. Why is it mushrooming like this?
I think the standard of living has gone up. And as a result, as I said, it is becoming an oppressive obligation on the parents of girls who have got to bring this for the wedding.
Does the church try to speak out against this practice, at least when it's carried to excess?
The church has spoken out much. I would say because of the fact that really we have not had these glaring cases of dowry deaths or very many cases of dowry beatings. The Bishops' Conference, for example, has not been vocal about it because it was not a pressing problem of that sort in the Christian community. What we've tried to do really is speak about gender equality, try to solve the problem at the very root, the mentality which is behind this.